from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
At the 50-minute mark of every hour today and tomorrow, we'll be breaking down a position unit for the Steelers as they report to St. Vincent College in Latrobe tomorrow for training camp. And we start with the Steelers' offensive line. And, Doran, I think one of the probably biggest not talked about a lot keys to the season is how they start running the football. Last 2 years, they finished strong running the ball. Can they start the season running the ball effectively when they have potentially a rookie starting at two of the spots? Or is it going to take time to gel, and it might look like it has the last few years?
I think that they'll figure that out in training camp. I think they know what they want to do at the running back position, and that's why they'll run the ball well. And I think that the line that was there last year, and you're adding obviously two big pieces, and two young pieces potentially at the right tackle spot and definitely at center, I think they'll be able to run the ball effectively at first, because they will know what they're doing. They will know why they're running the ball. They'll know how they're running the ball. It'll make sense what the different blocks are, what the team blocks are, what the ace blocks are, and, you know, different run plays. And the running backs will understand the rhyme or reason of why they're running the football and where to go and the direction that they're headed in. So I think they will start off fast because Arthur Smith knows and will incorporate the offense to start fast, because he understands how to run an offense.
Yes. Yes.
Not saying he's the best offensive coordinator in the world, but he is a legit offensive coordinator that knows how to run, knows how to call plays.
Yes. And he's going to utilize guys you would think to their strengths, whereas the last guy wouldn't. And, yeah, they figured it out as the season went on. Their schedule in the back half is too hard for them not to make hay early. And if you're going to make hay early, the way that this team is built, you're going to have to run the ball effectively early. Can Zach Frazier hit the ground running?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. From day one, which is tomorrow, he will hit the. It'll be shaky for him at first, but I think he's just a guy that will come in here and it'll take, you know, a couple days and knock some rust off. But he'll be at the level of NFL play mentally and physically that he'll come in here and hit the ground running and then really take over. And you could just see him blossom. Watch him blossom throughout the season. You'll be like, oh my gosh, like look what he's doing now compared to what he was doing against the Falcons. Whenever they play, you know, when they start to get the division play, you'll see him start pointing and start IDing mics and doing things that he wasn't doing earlier in the season. I think he is a fantastic player, probably the best pick in the draft for the Steelers this year, and he'll absolutely hit the ground running.
And we've seen it, and I'm not comparing him to Maurkice Pouncey, but we have seen it before. Maurkice Pouncey came in day one, and, oh, okay, that guy's legit. Mm-hmm. You can do it. We saw it with Creed Humphrey. We've seen it with other guys. Come in, good from day one. Linderbaum quickly became one of the better centers in football. You can do it at that position. Last thing for you here on the Steelers offensive line. Fatanu should just start at right tackle to begin the year, no?
Yes. Yes. Why'd you draft him in the first round?
Right.
I mean, he's a dog.
And he's not a project the way that Broderick Jones even was.
No. He did play, 40 games at left tackle. He only played a few games at right tackle. But I think he profiles as a right tackle. And I think that's where he's definitely best suited. And to him, football's football. Like, he's going to go out there. He's going to block. He's going to pass protect. And he's going to hold it down. So, yes. Yes, he is the guy.
Upon further review, I still didn't agree with it, but I understand why they didn't do it last year with Broderick Jones, because you had Myles Garrett, you had Bosa, you had Crosby, and you don't want a guy to be put on skates for his first three games of his NFL career. I still would have had Broderick Jones do it. You got to learn. Iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. You don't have that array of pass rushers in the first handful of games for Fatanu. So it's not like in the NFL it's ever easy, but he doesn't have to go up against the best of the best of the best of the best to start the season.
Yeah.
And again, he's not a project. And if they had drafted a guy like Amarius Mims, I think it would have been a different conversation.
Yes, probably Dan Moore would be starting.
Yes, you give him time, but just let Fatanu go, baby.
Yep.
Just let him go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, we get back into our Steelers position-by-position previews. Heading into training camp, it's here, Thorne. Let's go. And this one's got a near and dear place in your heart, and it is tight ends and wide receivers. But I want to start at wide receiver. Let's say the Steelers don't get Brandon Ayuk. They don't add to the wide receiver room. And let's omit Pickens and Freiermuth. Who will be the next Steelers leading receiver in terms of receptions? If we take those guys out, so who will be third on the Steelers in receptions this year?
Roman Wilson.
I'm going to say Jalen Warren, but that doesn't really fit with my own prompt
right
there.
Yeah, he's not a receiver.
I would agree with Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
Don't make that attitude.
But you said, okay, receivers, and then you want to add a running back of receptions.
I do think it's Roman Wilson, though. Yeah. Like, they have big plans for him. I just don't know that he's going to start day one and be great. But about halfway through the season, I bet you he's one of their bigger impact players. Could see him be a huge possession down guy. And really, at least you can get excited about him and not the Van Jeffersons of the world.
Like Van Jefferson, like he'll do okay,
mm-hmm.
but he's not going to break open a game. Like he's not going to have a game where he has over 110 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have that game. Roman Wilson, he might.
Yes.
He might at some point. So, yeah, Roman Wilson, I think that they're going to try to get him up to speed as fast as possible so he can be a threat at the receiver position.
Calvin Austin III had 17 catches last year for 180 yards and one touchdown. If I set the over-under for Calvin Austin at 35 catches for 350 yards, do you go over or under?
Over. I think Russell Wilson looks at Calvin Austin as a Tyler Lockett type. And I think he's going to use him, and he's going to get comfortable with him. And I think he likes having that smaller, faster receiver in his offense. He's going to get utilized a lot, and I think he goes well over 35 catches.
Pat Freiermuth, career high in touchdowns, was 7 in 2021. Over, under 7 touchdowns for the Penn State product.
Over. Russell Wilson, 20 touchdowns in the red zone last year and only one interception. I don't know what their tight end was. Who was their tight end? I don't know who their tight end was, but I would like to look into the break, see what he did last year. But Pat Freiermuth is going to be the number one target in the red zone, and he's going to have well over 7 touchdowns this year.
63 catches, the most we've ever seen from Pat Freiermuth in 2022. Over, under?
Over.
Agreed. 732 receiving yards, the most that Pat Freiermuth has ever had. Over, under?
Under. He'll be efficient whenever he catches the ball.
So he'll be more of a red zone threat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He'll score a lot of touchdowns, but he's not going to be, you know, working the seams and getting those chunks and chunks and chunks. It's going to be little chunks, but not huge chunks.
Is he by far the guy who's going to be most excited about Arthur Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
What do you mean?
Yes. Yes.
I think Pat Freiermuth, if they do not add Brandon Ayuk, and I don't want to like go super hyperbolic here or anything, I think Pat Freiermuth is like sneaky the most important guy on the team this year. If it's George Pickens and all these other receivers we've named, I think Pat Freiermuth is going to be the guy. If he has a good season, they can have a good offense.
Yep.
If he does not have a good season or he's banged up like he was last year, I find it hard to believe that without a Freiermuth, or excuse me, that without an Ayuk, without a DK Metcalf, without name guy, Terry McLaurin, that they'd have a good year if that guy doesn't perform well.
Yep.
And I'm expecting big things out of Pat Freiermuth. What about the other guys? Connor Hayward.
He's going to have a sneaky good year. He's going to be used correctly. He's going to be used where he can actually utilize his attributes better than he ever has in the past. But the other two guys, Pruitt and Darnell Washington, they'll be the main blockers. Pat Freiermuth, I don't think you're going to see him blocking that much. He's going to be utilized in the slot as the third receiver, and he probably will play a lot of outside as well as at the receiver spot. I don't think he'll be blocking that much.
No, just be don't not a lot of inline.
Yeah, he's going to be Travis Kelce, like how they use him. Travis Kelce barely blocks.
He's a weapon.
Yes.
So Warren Sharp and Sharp Football have been ranking all the position units in the NFL day by day. In the Steelers wide receiver room, he has 28th in the league. And I buy that. Roman Wilson could be good. Calvin Austin, you're waiting for his breakout. George Pickens led the league last year in yards per reception. You can see reasons for optimism, but I can't disagree with that right now.
Right.
Now, if you fold the Freiermuth in there, perhaps you would change it if you did tight ends and wide receivers, but I can't quibble with where they have them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Omar Khan understands that too. We've been breaking down the Steelers offense position by position at the 50-minute mark of each hour. We got quarterbacks coming up for the final segment of the show, but running backs right now, in a simple question perhaps to start things off, Doran, at the end of the year, will the Steelers regret the decision not to have picked up Najee Harris's fifth-year option?
No, because they'll just go and negotiate something at the end of the year. No.
I don't think they will.
They're going to legitimately split the running backs. They're going to be 50-50 this year.
I could easily see Najee Harris having a career year. But if he does that, that doesn't prove to me that you need Najee Harris on the team next year. It will tell me that the offensive line is finally in a good place with all the talent they have. It'll tell me that they've finally got an offensive coordinator who's not a Nimrod. He's been pretty good. 1,000 yards in each of his first few seasons. If unspectacular, he's at least been solid for them. Not a breakaway speed guy, but you know he can shoulder the load. You know he'll play through injury. What I will say is, if he takes off, it'll just tell me we can plug and play somebody else with Jalen Warren, and we feel like we can get probably pretty good results from that guy without having to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Warren or Najee Harris? more yards from scrimmage in 2024? Which guy?
Jalen Warren.
I do think I'm with you on that, too.
Yes.
I think there's still meat on that bone from a pass reception standpoint.
I think efficiency-wise, you want to hear a hot take?
Let's hear it. Trade Jared Jones? Or
right. I think efficiency-wise, per touch, Cordell Patterson.
What?
Yep. I'm going to go 45% Najee, 45% Jalen, and 10% Cordero. I think that there's big plans for him on the offense.
Sprinkle him in.
Yep. They're going to utilize him a lot.
I'm going to go completely the other way, and I'm prepared to just fall flat on my face. I bet you he doesn't touch the ball 35 times this year from scrimmage. He'll be a kick returner.
You want to put a bet on that? Let's do a bet. All right. I love this bet.
I also know who you know and who I'm sure you've talked to, and I don't love where I'm coming down on this.
I love this bet.
I think Cordero's had a really good NFL career, and I think he's going to be wonderful on special teams. But I don't want to take Jalen Warren or Najee Harris off the field.
You don't have to.
I knew you were going to say that, too. What are we betting?
Oh, I'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah. Callis. Look, Callis, he's smirking back there. He can't wait. Something good.
All right, last question for you. Do you think Jalen Warren can be a feature back in the NFL?
No.
I don't know that I think he can't, but I would say no right now. Like, I don't think you'd be in a great spot if Najee were to, knock on wood, really get hurt and have to miss like 9 weeks. Then you would see a lot of Cordero for sure.
Yes.
Could Jalen Warren carry the load for 8-9 weeks at his size? I don't know. Not at 25 touches a game.
I don't think that they would. I think that they would alter the offense.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think he needs to be like, I don't think he needs to be on a team, if he was on a different team, like with a feature back, for him to be as good as he is. Like, I think if he had somebody that was just like him, like at the same production, he would do just as well, like, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't need to be behind Najee Harris. He doesn't need to be behind Derrick Henry. He doesn't need to be behind a Saquon Barkley. Like, he can be an equal to somebody else,
yeah.
But just he needs somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need somebody that's better.
He just needs somebody so where he's not the guy who touches the ball 25-30 times.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think he can pop this year. We've talked about the line earlier on in the show. We touched on it briefly here in this segment. If you look at his yards per carry last season compared to Najee's, now people would say that the box was stacked more for Najee. Okay, fair, fine. What he was able to do behind these last few offensive lines, and now with a creative play caller and with a legitimately talented offensive line, I think he going to be in the highlights a lot.
Yeah, he's going to. I think they're both going to have a really good year.
Mm-hmm. And they have to. They have to. The way they're designed, the running game has to be good, and it has to be good at the start of the year. It can't come on late the way it has the last few seasons. So we've been breaking down the Steelers' offense position by position, and we've now landed on quarterback. And I have a couple of questions for you about the quarterback position, Doran. One, if Russell Wilson does not get hurt this year, will we see Justin Fields take snaps for the Steelers?
Yes.
Gadget guy?
Yes.
What might that look like in your mind?
Not Taysom Hill, but in a form where, I mean, maybe in the red zone, maybe on third downs, maybe he is playing running back. And he takes
running back?
But he takes direct snaps.
Okay. So like a modified wildcat kind of deal.
Yes. So yes, you will see him take snaps.
Do you think if Russell Wilson goes wire to wire that he can put up a similar stat line to last year's Russell Wilson?
No doubt.
Over under 26 touchdowns.
Under.
Over under 8 picks.
Over, slightly.
So similar but slightly worse numbers this year.
Yes.
He's going to fly by 3,000 passing yards.
Yes.
Which is what he had last season with the Broncos. That one under-discussed thing about Russ is the lack of interceptions. I know he took a lot of sacks, and that's just who he's always been. But he does not throw interceptions. He threw 11 in 2022, 6 before that, 5 in 2019, 7 in 2018. I mean, he very rarely threw double-digit picks in his career. In fact, just 4 times that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a dozen years in the NFL for Russell Wilson. Over under 350 rushing yards for Russell Wilson.
Over.
And last thing here for you on Russell Wilson, Doran. Will he receive MVP votes?
Wow. No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Ben never did. That's why I threw that in there.
No.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Russell Wilson. Could not be less excited to see him in the preseason, though.
Yep. It's like, going to take for what it is.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything for me. With Kenny, the first year, it was, what do you got in this guy? Year two, what improvements are you going to see from Kenny? And then we saw significant improvements, and it didn't matter at all in the regular season. I'm not going to do the thing I did last year, especially with quarterback. If Justin Fields tears it up, if Russell Wilson tears it up, I'm basically going to forget it. Though I will say, if I have to put stock in one over the other, if Justin Fields performs well in the preseason, I think that would, I could at least take that as a positive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
There's only 3 guys that I am paying attention to in the preseason.
Ooh, I like this.
Faltanu, Zach Brazier, and Peyton Wilson.
I think Peyton Wilson might wind up being the preseason MVP.
Mm-hmm. 3 guys.
We'll get into the defense more on tomorrow's program.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.